Okay, Mike, you were first in. You're on WGN Radio. How are you, sir?
I'm great, John. How are you this morning?
Have you played this game before?
I have not.
And you know how it works. We'll play a brief clip for you. Are you good at music?
Yeah, I like to think that I am.
All right, let's see. It's kind of hard because you're listening on the phone or on the radio, but let's see if you can name that tune. The theme is the way we're living our lives with the virus.
Okay. That would be, it sounds like In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
The operative lyric there, Ashley, is In the Air Tonight. Not a
lot. That's the drum riff there kind of gave it away.
Yeah, yeah. Still, that's pretty good. Because I go, oh, I know that. What is that? But you had it right. You had it.
Everybody's been in their car at some point and heard that song and beat it along to the beat of the drum on the steering wheel.
Yeah,
I know I have.
Exactly. Okay, so you're one for one. Here comes another one. Play it again, Ashley.
I was kind of garbled through my cell phone there. Can you play it again?
I'll give it one more play.
Mm.
You actually hear the tail end of a vocal there, and then you hear the ramp up to the reason we're playing this song. Give them the clue one more time, Ash. Okay, Here comes the answer.
Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true.
Oh, happy to be stuck with you. My view is in the news.
Yes, it's true.
Brenda and I heard this song over the weekend, and she said, oh, you got to play that. Happy to be stuck with you. All right, you're one for two, big boy. You want to try another one?
Sure.
Okay. Steve, Mary, feel free to help out if you think you know. Here comes your next clue.
Oh, that's... It's the Beatles. I know that. Gosh, my best friend is a Beatles fanatic, and he would kill me right now because I don't know the name.
It's pretty obvious, you know.
Okay, so the lyric right after the title would be "I Love You More," right?
Mm-hmm. Here's the answer.
In my life, I've loved them all.
There are places I'm.
Out of all these friends.
So you knew it was the Beatles, you just didn't have the... You can kill it now.
I've heard that song probably 100 times, and I know it's the Beatles, but I couldn't for the life of me tell you what the title was.
Ashley, do we have that queued up to the right place? Because that seems kind of odd. Cue it up to the right place. Here's the reason we play the song.
There are places I remember all my life.
So it's kind of a wistful song about the way things used to be. Okay, here comes another clue for you now. I'm going to say, what are you, 2 for 3, 3 for 4? You got them all right so far. That's what I'm going to say. Here's the next clue.
That would be Who Are You? I think it's by the Guess Who. Is that the Guess Who?
Yep.
It's the Guess Who, right?
No, it's the Who.
Yeah, that's what he said. Guess Who?
No.
No, is it The Who or is it The Guess Who?
It's The Who.
I did Guess Who. Okay. The Who. You guys are pretty good, Michael. You're pretty good. All right, do we have another one, Ashley? All right, here comes another one. Here's the clue. All right, we got to listen to that one again.
I feel like I need like another second.
Well, you're not going to get another second, fella.
Oh, come on, John.
Here's the clue. Boy, if you just had one more second, it would jump right out at you. And
it probably would hit
you on the disco dance floor.
Can I give it a shot?
Okay, Bertrand.
Is it Freak Out?
It is not Freak
Out. Okay.
But it's in that. That was the next song at the Purple Parrot. Where I used to make it work.
So then,
Purple Parrot sounds like it might have been before my time.
Okay, let's do this John Travolta movie.
This wasn't a John Travolta movie.
Was or was not?
Here's the answer. Do we have one more? Our Mega Pros Musical Monday Madness quiz continues with one more.
I just had a... Do you have one more song?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had one suggested from a listener just now.
What's that?
Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Thank you, David.
Yes. Very nice. Did we already do that one last week? 2 weeks ago? If you find that clue, dig that back up. I want to hear how that goes. But let's do the last one we have for today. Here's your last clue for Michael.
Okay. That would be I'm Still Standing by Elton John. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid.
I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. What's got you out and about, Michael? What do you do for a living, or what's your deal?
I'm a police officer.
Yeah, are you working today, sir?
I'm working right now.
You in the city or the suburbs?
I'm in southwestern Will County.
I'm a Joliet boy. What's the southwestern Will County? Would that be more like Dwight and Wilmington down that way?
I would say I guess it's not really southwest. I'm in the Joliet area.
Yeah. What's the hardest part about being a police officer right now?
You know, we come into contact with a lot of different types of people. What we're trying to do is we're trying to limit our contact with people as much as possible. And when we do come into contact with people, you want to take necessary measures to make sure that you protect yourself and protect other people as well, because, you never know, you might be a carrier and not have any symptoms. So right now, I would say the hardest thing is, we're not really able to do our jobs the way we normally would right now. It's been an adjustment for me personally, and for my department that I work for, it's been an adjustment. But we're a month into this thing now, and it's a new style of policing now. That's kind of what it's come down to.
Are you nervous when you go out or when you interact with people?
Yeah, we get all kinds of calls for service, and we deal with all types of people. And the community that I work in the last couple of weeks, we've had a couple people that have overdosed, and I've had to administer Narcan a couple of times. We carry that as police officers. For people that don't know, Narcan is a drug that can reverse the effects of whatever drug the person might be overdosing on.
It's amazing.
And you just don't know what that person may or may not be carrying. So, it's a scary time right now.
Well, thanks for what you're doing, man. And, I just can't imagine how difficult it is to be a police officer on a good day, and now it's times a thousand. So keep doing what you're doing. Don't wear the mega hoodie on the job, but if you need something to cozy up, and we're going to make sure we get you one, okay?
I appreciate that, John. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, Officer Mike, you stay right there. Ashley will make sure you get all that information.